are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hello, I'm Kendall.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Hi, I'm Grace.
Hey, I'm Hannah.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Sam.
And we are part of the family of
God.
I am part of a family. You are part of a family. We all belong to the family of God.
Part of God's family. God loved us so much that he sent Jesus into our world to save us. Our sins are forgiven. So what does that mean to you, that our sins are forgiven?
Well, like when you do something wrong, you can just like pray to God and be like, sorry that I did that, and help me not to do it again.
Okay, that's very important. That's kind of repenting. That's turning away from your sin. Does sin get in the way with our relationship to God?
Yeah.
Yes.
How does it get in the way?
It separates us from God.
That's right. And Jesus died so we would be acceptable to God. And he forgives our sins, and that makes us acceptable to God.
Micah 7, verse 18 says, "Who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives?"
Psalms 32 says, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered."
Jesus has forgiven us, and we are truly blessed. But the Bible also says that we are to forgive others. Now, it's easy to be on the receiving end of forgiveness, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. But how about the giving side, giving forgiveness when someone hurts us? We can turn to God's holy word to learn about forgiving others.
First of all, Jesus knew the importance of forgiveness.
In the Lord's Prayer, he says, "Forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors."
Some of you may say, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us."
It means that Jesus forgives us when we do wrong, and he wants us to forgive others when they do wrong.
Well, let's think of some times in your life when you've been hurt by someone or wronged by someone.
There's this one person at basketball camp. He did this last year, too. In the scrimmages, he would foul me and the refs would not call it. So I got kind of mad.
Okay.
There's this girl I know who told this lie about something that I really wanted. And when she told me that it wasn't true, I was really upset with her.
Well, I think we can understand what we're talking about here. That there are times in our lives when we get hurt for some reason or another. Sometimes people don't really intentionally hurt us, but we need to forgive them, whether they say they're sorry or not.
The Bible says, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil.
Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody.
If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good."
So we need to forgive others even when they hurt us, even when they disappoint us.
We are called to serve one another in love.
We have the Holy Spirit helping us, giving us all we need.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life.
That Jesus told Peter to teach him a lesson about forgiveness.
The kingdom of heaven is like a king who wants to settle accounts with his servants.
As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him.
Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt.
The servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything."
The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii.
He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded.
His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back."
But he refused.
Instead, he went off and had the man thrown in prison until he could pay the debt.
When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said. "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?"
In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed.
This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
Jesus has canceled our debt.
He has forgiven us, and we need to obey him and forgive others.
I am forgiven. Jesus forgives. I am forgiven. He washes away my sin. You are forgiven. Jesus forgives. You are forgiven. He washes away your sin. He washes away your sin.
Help me, Lord, I pray.
Teach me to forgive.
Guide me every day. 'Cause I wanna be like, I wanna be like you.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
All precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us all. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you.
'Cause I want to be like, I want to be like you. I am forgiven. Jesus forgives. I am forgiven.
He washes away my sin.
You are forgiven. Jesus forgives. You are forgiven.
He washes away your sin.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for Jesus.
We want to love like he loved,
forgive like he forgives.
We want to be like Jesus.
We want to obey you and love others, even our enemies.
In our own strength we struggle, but with you all things are possible.
Guide us and help us, Lord, to forgive.
In the name of our Savior and friend, Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope this lesson will help you to forgive someone in your life who may have wronged you.
Turn to God and ask for help.
He will be there for you.
Jesus will show you the way.
Remember,
Jesus has forgiven you.
Forgive others.
See you next time.
We would like to thank all of the stations that give Karen and Kids a voice.
We really appreciate their generous gift of airtime.
Jesus knew the importance of children.
He welcomed them and blessed them, and this station knows that too.
We are welcomed and blessed by them.
Please don't forget to thank them.
Give them a call or write to them.
Thanks for the support.
And may God our Father and His Son Jesus be glorified in all that we do.